Basically, I just went to every function that I knew about and tried to meet as many people as I could. There's really no one media that I could use to reach the public, and I think it's probably best to meet people one-on-one anyway.
How successful do you think you've been? Is it something where you can go out and say, these people know now that Shane Coulter is their representative?
Well, I've lived in Iroquois County all my life, so I always figured that that's my base. And when I get away from there, then I'm more of an unknown. So I've been working pretty hard. I actually have thought, you know, I have an opponent, and I worked it. I wouldn't have done anything any different than what I've done if I had an opponent. So I've worked hard and tried to meet as many people, going to all the different church socials and the pancake suppers and the different dinners and things.
You look at the district, and it is very rural. It has a lot of land, six different counties, one of the largest in the state. But it's also got some pockets of urban population. How do you spread your attention evenly among all those different kinds of people?
Well, it's not easy. I think you look at the Hoopston, Milford area is probably economically the most depressed area that's in this district. And you come down here to Western Champaign, and it's definitely the most affluent. I live in Western Iroquois County, which I think, Narga, which probably represents the largest portion of the district, which is just small town farm community. How you balance between a Hoopston and a Champaign, there's really no comparison.
How then will you make the needs of your constituents known as a freshman legislature in the House?
Well,
especially as a member of the right now will be the minority party.
Well, first of all, you have to know the needs of the district, and you find that out by talking to the people. And one of the things in my area that you hear most often is the burden of property tax supporting. I mean, people want to support their schools, but it's probably 60% of the property tax supports the schools, and it's getting to be a burden that's very hard for small towns and property owners to be able to handle.
How do you think that'll be addressed this year, if at all? Because the talk in advance of the legislature is almost solely on balancing the budget as it stands.
Well, I think there's an opportunity here. There's a window of opportunity that they've been talking about some type of property tax relief for a large number of years, probably back to Jim Edgar had a study done, and I think with the deficit budget that the state has, maybe they'll look at this as an opportunity to raise the income tax and give some property tax relief.
Is that going to be politically feasible, you think?
Probably not, but it's never worked in the past because there's some districts that are very wealthy and they're don't want to give up the affluency that they have, and there's some very, very poor districts that need help. So balancing that out is going to be hard and make it politically a tough job to sell.
Who do you take your cues from? Who are your mentors as you move into this? Who have you been talking to in the transition time?
Well, I would Dan Rutherford has been my representative for 10 years. So Dan and I are forming a working relationship, and he's been helping me all along. Also, Bill Black has represented a large portion of Iroquois County, and I was on the county board in Iroquois for 14 years and been chairman the last couple of years. So I've worked with Bill Black and Judy Meyer, and Bill is certainly a resource that I would go to.
What are they telling you? What kinds of advice is a freshman legislator getting from veterans like that?
Keep quiet, listen.
It's probably tempting to not keep quiet, I would guess, though.
Well, I'm going to listen to their advice. I feel like there's so much going on down there, and I need to get my feet wet and understand the process and where to go to do different things. So, I just look at this first term as at least the first year of it as a learning experience.